I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1107, Why Be Good? Chuck Berry used to sing about Johnny B. Good, a person's name, a guitar player from Louisiana. But why should we be good? Our culture has told us that you get to define you. You be you. You are your own God. You get to decide your gender, your values, your associations, your worldview. You are the center of it all. That is, along with 8 billion other people who evidently are also the center of it all. We delude ourselves into thinking that this self-determination is real, but it's not. Even those who say they're deciding for themselves, things like gender, values, and more, can't truly do it. What do I mean? I mean those decisions aren't self-determined at all. They're determined by social media, peer pressure, higher education, the internet, and so on. But if I could be self-determined, then why be good? Let's talk about that. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as Jesus has loved us. The truth is, friends, we aren't self-determined at all. We are God-determined. He's our creator. Creators get to determine the identity and function of the created. And this is not something to fear because God is good. He really is. Just look at Jesus. You are not your own. You belong to God. Now hold on, Pastor Tim. I don't belong to anyone. I'm me. I get to decide me. Really, do we have to go over this again? Because even what you think you're deciding isn't truly, fully your decision, because it's molded and influenced and pressured by the world that is around you. So back to my question, why be good? In his excellent book, You Are Not Your Own, author and professor Alan Noble makes this point. Since at least the early 20th century, the predominant existential question for those who live in the West has been, who am I? But the better question is, whose am I? Who is the being to whom I belong? How do I belong to them? And what are the implications of this belonging on my life? Historically, the Christian church has answered these questions by first looking at a claim that Paul makes in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, where Paul writes, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Now, the content of these verses is a longer admonition against prostitution and other forms of sexual immorality. Here's the point, peeps. Paul could have given lots of reasons to avoid sexual immorality. He could have said, "Don't do it because prostitution is never truly consensual, therefore it's abusive." He could have said, "Don't do it because it might lead to illegitimate kids and broken marriages." He could have said, "Don't do it because it spreads disease," and many other reasons. But instead, he gives a different answer to the question, why be good? He says, because you belong to God. Boom. Here's the great question. What behavior or attitude would change in you if you started viewing it through the lens of belonging to the Lord? Let's pray this prayer from luc.edu. Lord, give us new strength so we can build places of belonging, to create a community for all to share their gifts, to know that each of us is loved. Help us to see the light of Christ in all that we serve. Remind us that each of us is loved, each of us is willed, each of us is necessary. May we balance mercy and justice so that we can achieve equity and access for all your children. We do this in your name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1108. And in the meantime, Noble also mentions the 500-year-old German Heidelberg Catechism that was created to teach believers about the basics of the Christian faith. I'm not going to go over all of it, but he begins in a most unusual way. The Catechism starts like this. Question. What is your only comfort in life and death? That's a good question. Then it says, answer, that I am not my own, but belong with body and soul, both in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, that's why be good.